From the state of New Mexico, the Western Region National Vice President is Emily Gossett. So Emily, tell me a little bit about your FFA background.
So I grew up in Southwest New Mexico in a little town called Silver City. I don't have an agricultural background in the slightest, but it was actually the funniest thing getting into FFA. I put it very last on my list for classes my seventh grade year, and funnily enough, I ended up in it, and it just absolutely changed my perspective on what my life was going to be after that. I really dived into it, and I had incredible people pushing me throughout it, and well, it's all the accumulation of it right here.
Take me back to seventh grade. What class did you take and how has it led you to taking more classes and getting more involved in FFA?
So I took Intro to Agricultural Education, just very, very basic into the FFA world. And I actually remember one of the first days that I was in that class, I was very shy as a young middle schooler. And so I would not raise my hand to answer any questions or anything. And my ag teacher told us, so we're going to have to do some public speaking and learn the creed. And just looking back on how I've grown from not wanting to do that in the slightest to now I get to do this for an entire year. It's just one of those things that's so surreal in my mind.
So you did the FFA creed. That was one of your leadership development events. What were some other activities that you participated in FFA?
I really, truly loved the veterinary science CDE. I don't want to be a vet in this at all, but it was just one of those things where it really tested my mind and, you know, what I could do with my brain. I also love Parley Pro and extemporaneous public speaking. And there's just all these different facets of agriculture that you can explore within the FFA. And as a newcomer to the agriculture industry, it was one of the greatest things to explore all of these different opportunities.
So as you got more involved in FFA, tell me a little more about your supervised agricultural experience.
So my supervised agricultural experience was actually in agricultural communications. I come from New Mexico, where we're very traditional agriculture based in our SAEs. And so for me to have one that wasn't necessarily, you know, traditional agriculture is one of the coolest things that I got to explore. I got to write for some newspapers in my hometown, work on the radio, edit podcasts. And it was just one of those things that it really helped me decide what I wanted to do in the future. And so now I'm going to New Mexico State University and studying agricultural communications.
Wow. And now it's taken you to such a journey beyond the competitions, beyond your SAE. What else have you been part of in FFA?
I've been part of a lot of different leadership opportunities. I was blessed enough to be a chapter, district, and state officer in New Mexico. But it also comes back to the fact that I was part of a community within the FFA. I had such an amazing support group around me. Everybody has poured into me so much, especially throughout this process, and I would be nowhere near here if it wasn't for them. And so that is probably the greatest part of anything I got to be a part of in the FFA.
As you look at over 6 years in the Blue Quarterly Jacket, what were some of your top takeaways learning and growing in the FFA organization?
So the first time I ever competed for Creed at State, I forgot it. I was in the finalist group. I just absolutely blanked on it. And the lesson that I learned the most from that experience is that our failures shape us more than our successes ever will. And it's all about our mindset of being able to get up, dust ourselves off, and get back out there. And that is truly one of the greatest lessons I've ever learned within the FFA, is that we are so much more than our accomplishments or our failures. We are what our mindset is. And so I've kept that with me throughout this whole journey, and it's been such a reminder of the steadfast growth I've gone through.
Well, now you're here, now serving as a national FFA officer. Tell me why you wanted to be one.
One of my favorite quotes on this planet is, "We can't love people we don't know." And that is just truly what this year of service means to me. It really comes in the form of service and meeting people where they're at and loving these members on the journeys that they're on. We can't love them if we don't know them. So I really would like to, you know, make those connections with members, be able to be a voice for them up at the national level and really pour into them while they pour into me.
When did you know you wanted to be a national officer, and how has it came full circle here today?
I think I've always had a calling on my heart, but a lot of the times when it comes to that, I like to ignore the callings. And so I actually took a year out of the jacket when I retired from state office to just work on being me, you know, the regular Emily Gossett who just goes to college. And then it wasn't until about a week before our letters of intent were due to our state office in New Mexico that I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this, because Like I said in another interview, we got to do it scared. That's one of the best pieces of advice I've ever heard, is do it scared. So whether you're fearful, you don't know what the outcome is going to be, you're scared to just try, you're going to regret it more if you don't do it. So do it scared.
Now, throughout this year as a National FFA officer, what is one or a few messages that you really want to share to them throughout this year?
I really want to bring it back to the basics of agriculture. That is something I'm really passionate about since I didn't grow up in it. Getting to learn all these different facets of agriculture and learning new ways to engage our students within the classrooms. I think that's one of the best things that we can be doing for our organization. But also knowing that every member has a voice within this organization, we just have to listen for it. One of my favorite analogies is that we're all mosaics of the people around us. And so our broken pieces and their broken pieces come together to make this beautiful sculpture. And that is exactly what I'd like to do with this year of service that I've been blessed enough to be given, is just to make mosaics with these members and to truly listen to their stories and let their pieces pour into me.
Before you go out on the road and travel, what is something or one thing that FFA members should know about you?
I love Taylor Swift in the color pink. So if you can imagine, this is going to be a pretty fun year. We're going to have some good times. We're going to have some dance parties, some karaoke battles. And it's going to be one of those things that we're all going to look back on and smile, even if we embarrass ourselves a little bit.
And that's totally okay, especially with all the bracelets you may collect of Taylor Swift. Wow, what a year you'll have. Any last comments about why this is so special for you?
My family is not an agricultural family in the slightest, and so I've had such a support system, but sometimes they just never really understood what I was doing. And so it's like all of the hard work has paid off, and all of the investment that this community that I have has made in me, it's paid off. And like, it's just, I'm so proud of the people that I know and the people that I get to share this experience with.
Now you're studying agriculture communications because of the impact of FFA. And that was Emily Gossett of New Mexico. She is the Western Region National Vice President for National FFA. I'm Michelle Stangler.